What's the fastest way to pay down debt? Put extra money towards principal or just make extra payments?
That is such a great question. I'm so glad you asked. The reason you're asking is because they make it. Those credit card companies make it confusing on purpose, and they try to keep you just paying a little bit forever. And it's no big deal. Don't worry about it. Don't even look at it. Don't worry about it. We've got your back.
They even make this cute little chart on your statement, right? It makes it seem like it's no big deal. You can just keep paying
a little tiny amount for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm.
And today we're going to tell you exactly how to pay down your debt so you can get debt-free as fast as possible.
All right. Stay tuned. We're ready. Let's go.
Do you make good money but have nothing to show for it?
Are you tired of living paycheck to paycheck?
Do you have big dreams for your financial future?
Do you want to get debt-free, but you don't want to live on beans and rice?
Or you don't want to give up those pumpkin spice lattes?
Hey, it's okay if you don't already know how to budget or if you're using credit cards to get through the month.
Hey, it's okay if you want to seem like you have your finances all together or you're not on the same page with your spouse when it comes to finances.
We know what you're doing probably isn't working, but guess what? You're in the right place. We're Shayna
and Vanessa. We're best friends, business partners, and master financial coaches trained by Dave Ramsey. We've been in business since 2019, helping hundreds of amazing people like you create budgets, get out of debt, stop living paycheck to paycheck, and know exactly what to do with their money.
In this podcast, we'll share with you everything we know plus everything we're working on with our clients so that you have the best chance at reaching your financial goals.
We want to help you take the guesswork out of your budget, improve your marriages, and even bring your kids in on the conversation.
We can help you no matter where you're at, whether you're the single mom who's never had $500 in her savings account or the millionaire who's paid off 4 real estate mortgages.
And we're not going to shy away from the tough love. We'll tell you what you need to hear and encourage you at the same time.
This is the Ideal Balance Podcast. Anyway, hey guys, we are launching, we're still in the launch mode, if you will, of our group coaching. It's month one, and we would love for you to join us still at the founder's rate of $57 a month for 2 group coaching sessions per month. It's amazing. We had our first session yesterday, and it was so good. We loved it so much.
Yeah, they had some great questions, and they got some awesome coaching, because I was going to say that, but it was so good. It was very insightful. Every person got something out of everyone's questions. And so it was just really good to see them work as a group and help each other out too.
Yeah, I don't know if you've ever just been listening to other people get coached or even in a class or whatever, when a teacher explains something different or something to someone who asks a question, you're like, oh, that hit different for me or made me think about this differently. And that's really how group coaching is. Plus, sometimes people are willing to ask the question that you don't even want. You're maybe too embarrassed to ask, or you don't even realize that is lurking in your wherever it's lurking inside. So we would invite you to give it a try. You just go to budgetbesties.com and come check us out, because our next session is March 25th. And we're
building a budget.
Building the next month's budget for April. It's
going to
be great.
So we're going to build April's budget with you. And you have the opportunity to submit your budget for review. So we can actually use your budget, if you want, as a sample to go through and work it with you one-on-one during the call.
All right. So we're telling you today, don't forget, in case you already forgot, like I may have, but probably not. We're telling you the fastest way to pay down debt. Because if you didn't know, we have a Facebook group. That's a free Facebook community where people ask questions. And this is one of the questions. They wanted to know, what's the fastest way? Should I pay extra on principal or should I make extra payments? We're here to answer that today.
First of all, the question in itself is confusing, but it's really the exact same thing. You're making extra payments and it's all going towards principal.
Right. So the deal is, anything that you're doing over your minimum, so you're paying your minimum, right, is supposed to be there. And we'll talk about the special case unicorns in the world. But whatever you pay after you paid your minimum is going toward principal anyway. Mm-hmm. So part of your payment, so when you make that initial payment, the minimum, part of it is allocated for interest and part of it is allocated toward principal.
Yeah.
Now, the higher the interest rate, the higher of that payment is allocated toward interest. And depending on the loan terms and all that kind of stuff, but some of it's already going toward principal automatically, but you are paying all of the interest for that month with your minimum payment every time.
Your interest rate is related directly to the principal balance that you have. So when you make an extra payment or a large payment, it's paying down that principal. So when they go to charge you interest on the upcoming month, it's less. You're paying slightly less in interest and more is going to go towards principal immediately.
Yeah. So the more you can put down on the principal, the less long term you're going to pay on interest anyway. Yeah. So even if you only, let's say you did it for a year, you're still going to end up paying less, so much less interest just because you got that principal down. And that's what they're calculating. The principal is what they're calculating interest on every month and every year. So this is why you've heard, obviously, of the snowball method from our best bud, Dave,
yeah,
and then the avalanche method from our other not friend, Susie. But we would love to be friends with her. We just don't know her that well. Anyway, because we know Dave. So
we're all such best friends.
Yeah, we're all such. But anyway, the reason that the snowball and the avalanche method are really
the most
great.
Popular.
Yeah, and they're really the most popular is because it tells you to focus on one card at a time. Because we have all the time, Vanessa, we have clients that come in and they're paying just a little bit extra than the minimum. So my payment's $30 and I'm paying $100 and I'm basically doing a really great job.
Yeah.
And it's no. And they're doing that on several cards.
Yep.
So that's when we're going to tell them, no, we're going to shift that to where you're going to put every extra dollar you have that month on the one card. Because that is going to save you the most money and make the most progress in the long run.
And we have a lot of clients that when we tell them to do this, we're like, oh, look, you could actually pay off two cards this month.
Yeah.
And they're like, really? And then the idea is to take those minimum payments that you were making, mm-hmm, plus all the extra, and you're going to snowball it, right? Again, avalanche method. If you're choosing the highest interest rate because you have some balances that are close by, that doesn't matter. The point is you're getting all that money that you can and putting it on one other card.
Yeah. The snowball method has you put all your extra dollars toward your lowest balance credit card, right? And then the avalanche has you do it toward your highest interest, which just goes along with this conversation. We, as coaches, want you to do whichever one makes the most sense with your budget this month, really. Because some months you might be able to throw $5,000 and get one complete knocked out. And we're going to want to do that so that you end up paying less interest and you're done. And that's great. And then some months, all you can do is really tackle a very small credit card,
right,
and just try to, and that's really how it's going to snowball into really good progress. But either way, that's why these methods are popular, because we want you to always focus all your extra dollars on one credit card and get that one gone and then move on to the next one.
Yeah, for sure. And you know where you can get these questions answered? In our group coaching program. Guys, we have it starting up this month. We meet twice a month for 45 minutes. One session is spotlight coaching. The other one is build your budget with us.
Yes. And you're going to love it. And this is where you can ask this kind of questions, because, and it's not only that, you might be like, oh, I have these two credit cards, Shane and Vanessa, which one should I be doing? And we will say, okay, let's talk about this. Okay, here's the best decision. And that's really, I think, where people enjoy coaching the most, is mm-hmm, because they just want a second set of eyes. They're like, I think I have the right idea, but I just want somebody else who's an expert to second this, mm-hmm, right? Just, can you second this, like a second, like seconding a motion? Yes, we will second your motion, or yeah, we will deny it. I don't know what we'll do. We're not lawyers.
Maybe we've done that a little bit. But the idea too is we are not emotionally attached to your money.
Mm-hmm.
And so we will tell it like it is. And people appreciate that, because when it's yours, you don't see it as maybe as clearly as maybe you could if somebody else coming in with a bird's eye view can see the whole picture.
Yeah. And honestly, I'm just going to throw this out here right now. I am going to have hip surgery.
I know.
In a couple months. But my doctor looks at like 50 hips a day, your x-rays or whatever. And that's where this is coming in. A lot of times there's a lot of shame with people coming into coaching with us. They're like, I should know this. I should know that. No, we look at 50 budgets a day. We know, like, we know what works. We've been there, done that. And so you shouldn't. You've looked at your budget and try to make sense, and it changes every month or every week or every day.
Right.
You're like, this is fine. I totally can get this. No, you can't. So just accept that maybe I need a little help for a little while, and then I will understand it. It will make all the sense, and then I can move on. So that's where the group coaching would be a good idea.
Yeah, it's $57 a month. Head on over to budgetbesties.com and check it out.
Yeah.
Hey, if you found value in this podcast and you're ready to go deeper, here are some ways we can connect.
First, go ahead and take the leap. Book a free 20-minute financial coaching call with us. This is your chance to ask questions, to get personalized advice, and start mapping out your financial journey for free. It's on us. We're treating you. Just hop on a call, chat for 20 minutes. It's going to be great.
Yeah. Next, join our supportive Facebook group where you can connect with other like-minded people who are trying to figure out this budget thing just like you.
Yep. Or if you want to take it to the next level, grab our signature budget template. You've heard us talk about it. It's a game changer for organizing and optimizing your finances. It's practical, user-friendly, and it's the perfect tool, girl, to start making real progress.
And if you're ready to get serious about your finances and you know you need the accountability, sign up for financial coaching now. Guys, this is the one-on-one hand-holding that you know you need. Let's be honest, guys. If you're going to do it on your own, you would have done it already. So that's what we're here for.
Yes. So visit myidealbalance.com for all the details, all the links, everything you need to get connected.
And hey, if today's conversation sparked a new idea or inspired a change in you, why not share that spark? Tell a friend about the podcast and leave us a review on iTunes.
Your words could be the nudge that someone else needs to start their journey towards financial freedom. And by the way, as we say goodbye, remember, your financial journey, your well-being isn't just about numbers. It's about all the peace, the joy, the lack of stress that it's going to bring into your life. So you've got this, and we're here to support you every step of the way.